The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show. Hey! Chad Olson Show.
Dr. Fauci, as you are aware, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Section 1001 of the U.S. Criminal Code creates a felony and a five-year penalty for lying to Congress. On your last trip to our committee on May 11th, you stated that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And yet, gain-of-function research was done entirely in the Wuhan Institute by Dr. Xi and was funded by the NIH. I'd like to ask unanimous consent to insert into the record the Wuhan virology paper entitled Discovery of a Rich Gene Pool of Bat SARS-Related Coronaviruses. Please deliver a copy of the journal article to Dr. Fauci. In this paper, Dr. Xi credits the NIH and lists the actual number of the grant that she was given by the NIH. In this paper, she took two bat coronavirus genes, spike genes, and combined them with a SARS-related backbone to create new viruses that are not found in nature. These lab-created viruses were then shown to replicate in humans. These experiments combine genetic information from different coronaviruses that infect animals, but not humans, to create novel, artificial viruses able to infect human cells. Viruses that in nature only infect animals were manipulated in the Wuhan lab to gain the function of infecting humans. This research fits the definition of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function.
The Shad Olson Show.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the oddest, it is among the most odd sensations to sit and to listen to the conversation, such as this latest installment in the Fauci versus Rand Paul pugilism that's been happening on Capitol Hill. Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci have been having this series of confrontations about the reality of the collaboration and the collusion on the part of the National Institutes of Health in funding the gain of function research, in transferring the specific gene lines and the gain of function research from University of North Carolina to the Wuhan laboratory, in the run up to the release of this Chinese bioweapon for the scuttling of the Donald Trump economy, the sabotage of the populist resurgence on American soil and around the world. Think about the number of boxes that were checked by this pandemic. In its presentation, in its blooming and its plumage as it was visited upon the earth in the time frame in which it happened. You had the Hong Kong protests that were in full blossom and full bloom at the moment of the COVID launch. You had China losing the trade war to Donald Trump in momentous fashion. And I've cataloged that down to statistical minutiae to a greater extent than I've heard on any other source, yet giving you the economic and the empirical economic evidence of what it is that China was losing in that trade war with Donald Trump. Their debt to GDP ratio in 2015, prior to Donald Trump's election, was 40%. Meaning that all of the debt on their balance sheet in their central bank, the Chinese central bank, their national debt was 40% of their yearly gross domestic product. For the second largest economy on the planet at that moment, now the first largest, the largest economy in the world is the nation of China. For the second largest economy on the planet to be posting a 40% debt to GDP ratio is an astonishing level of solvency, liquidity. It is a measure of economic health that the United States would be very fortunate to be able to have. And over the course of the Donald Trump trade war, Donald Trump carves out this vision of pushing back against China, of undoing the unlevel playing field, leveling the playing field, bringing us back into a more binomial, certainly symmetrical trade relationship with the nation of China. To do that, he used tariffs. And I know so many in the libertarians that are just up in arms about the use of tariffs and saw them as a violation of free, fair, and open trade between two economies on the global scale. Well, the reality is that the trade relationship between China and the United States was not free, fair, and open trade. It was a prison shower gang rape without lube. I use that imagery intentionally. I use it to be shocking, and I use it to get your attention about what Donald Trump was doing and why he did it. I am a libertarian purist. I'm a Mises von Hayek Austrian economist dude from the get-go. I was reading those books back when I was in short pants. That's the reality of it. And so when I defend tariffs, I do it in the context of what Donald Trump was doing, and that was using those as a temporary weapon to reset the trade relationship with China, which had been deliberately skewed and deliberately maligned and deliberately weaponized against America for the destruction of our manufacturing sector, the lofting of most favored nation status to the nation of China, and their entrance to the World Trade Organization, both of which happened under the Clinton regime back in the 90s, and the subsequent hemorrhaging of 70,000 American factories to China, Mexico, Vietnam, Indonesia, etc., after China's entrance to the WTO. Donald Trump said, no, we're not going to allow the American government and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Koch brothers and Americans for Prosperity to essentially say that a flat world and everything that's being suffered by the American manufacturing sector, that this represents free, fair, and open trade when every single law on the books had been stilted and slanted in the advantage and to the advantage of the developing world. That does not comprise, in no universe is that Austrian economics. That's not free, fair, and open trade. That's not a world without borders. That is deliberate manipulation and the weaponization of those economies against the United States, going long on the future of the third world and going short on the American dream, and then picking up the gravy that slips out of the barrel along the way. Said it over and over that this was the most lucrative TED spread in the history of economic theory. You go long on the Chinese millennium, you go short on the American dream, and you cash in on both ends, baby. And they were doing it to the enrichment of the entirety of the elite. Everybody who was in on the game understood exactly what was being done and why, and they were carving it up in large part simply for themselves as an aggrandizing enrichment moment that was not available to the average person. Unless you have an ISDA, you're not wetting your beak to the extent that the Carl Icahns of the world and the Bill Gates of the world and the Jeff Bezos of the world, the way these people were able to use the inequity and disparity in that trade relationship to make themselves so fantastically fabulous. Oh, Warren Buffett, by the way, fabulously rich. Same way that Warren Buffett used Barack Obama to stomp all over the Keystone XL so that all of the Bakken oil and all the Canadian tar sands were able to be shipped by rail for receipts and to the enrichment of Berkshire Hathaway and to the Buffett portfolio, which more than doubled, nearly tripled under Barack Obama's energy policy. Had nothing to do with the environment, had everything to do with making sure that the Oracle of Omaha, one of Barack Obama's most lucrative honeypot donors, was getting his back scratched by the closure. Oil transport is always, ever and always, a war between rail and pipeline. We've said it repeatedly here, not a single drop of Bakken crude out of North Dakota or Canadian tar sands oil, not a single bit of it was ever stopped to flow as a result of the blockade against the Keystone XL pipeline. It simply traveled by rail, a method of transport 4,000 times more dangerous and more prone to spill than a pipeline. That's the Barack Obama, Warren Buffett handshake that was worth billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in the transport receipts to Berkshire Hathaway and Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad, majority stockholder Warren Buffett. That's another story for another day. But the reality of this just to exemplify and to amplify to you the point that has been the selling out of the United States has been to the great enrichment of the elite who have been in charge of this transfer of power and who see a sinocentric universe and a sinocentric global economy, Chinese central empire in the offing, and they want to make as much money as they possibly can, betting on the horse that they believe is going to be the winner, and that is the Chinese empire into the future. And so when Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci have this conversation about gain-of-function research at the Wuhan laboratory, what they are discussing is the smoking gun realization of the opportunistic lofting and launching of a bioweapon for the destruction of Donald Trump's attempt to reverse the trade relationship and put an end to that prison shower gang rape that I talk about with China, the gang rape of China all over the China or the American prisoner in that gang rape scenario. Donald Trump comes in, he uses tariffs to right the ship. They go from China, and I'll close the loop now on what it is I was talking about. China goes from a debt to GDP of 40% in 2015 to 520% at the moment that the COVID-19 test tube was flicked open and that monstrosity of the spike protein was visited upon the world and will now be with us for time immemorial. That is the reality of what these monsters were willing to do and what they were willing to visit on the planet at the behest of their sinocentric Chinese money minders, the intelligence community, Dr. Patrick Ho, whoever's running the Bidens, in addition to China's triad and China's intelligence community. This is the reality of what they were willing to do to humanity in order to regain the advantage and the initiative in this fight. We'll continue to focus on this. So I'm going to play you the entirety of the exchange between Rand Paul and Dr. Fauci as Dr. Fauci denies and denies and denies and denies and denies his involvement in this gain-of-function research at Wuhan that is the impetus. It is the moment of origin. It is the original imprimatur of the COVID-19 bioweapons release against the world, for the scuttling of the Donald Trump economy, the rigging of the 2020 election, and the end of the populist resurgence around the world. They're closing in on the target. Is there consequence? Is there a moral arbiter? Is there moral authority? Somebody with the courage to apply consequences to these criminals for their wrong action? That's the question of the millennia. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as, "The Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature.
January of 2020, you wrote an article titled COVID-19, Born in North Carolina, Sold to Wuhan Lab, Optimized for Pandemic Spread. You wrote that in January of 2020.
Everything that we saw Donald Trump succeed at, they were desperate to derail, and they did it with COVID-19. I say it to my audience all the time, and I'm going to say it to yours. The virus is the election fraud. The virus is the election fraud.
Again, you wrote this article January 2020. You called it before anybody had imprinted it. You were banned. You were canceled. You were trashed. You were lied about. Google algorithm was changed because of Chad Olson. I mean, because you nailed it, brother, and everybody knew it.
This was their Hail Mary for the end zone, to try to get Donald Trump out of office. Can you imagine Joe Biden running around the country having to campaign against 2.8% unemployment and a GDP growth rate of 4.5%? Absolutely an impossibility. The Chinese and the deep state collaborated, and they absolutely made it happen.
And it's just now coming out such that congressmen, representatives and senators, they're all talking about it. Gain of function research. You mentioned that over and over.
But we're talking about this gain of function research that was transferred from the University of North Carolina, given to the Wuhan laboratory. Those relationships are absolutely documented. They are on record. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Robert Redfield, Francis Collins, National Institutes of Health, Xi Zhengli, the bat coronavirus lady there at the Wuhan lab, Xinyi Gay, and Zhengli Li. They are all complicit.
You wrote about it in January 2020. January 13th, your article was released, and it nailed it.
Because without the virus, there is no justification. There is no transliteration. There is no ability to alter every single bit of procedure so that they could have unlimited ballot fraud and unlimited stacks of these ballot drop boxes and the insertion of these strange and mysterious Biden-only ballots that were delivered to the election counting centers in the dark of night on election night. There is no ability to do that without COVID-19. The virus is the 2020 election fraud.
Shad, listen, your ability to investigate, your ability to prognosticate, your ability to explain. Thank you for this. And it's astounding that you wrote about this in January 2020.
From award-winning journalist and author Shad Olson comes the all-new book, Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe. An old man building a ladder to the stars and hiding a deadly secret for his enemies. Available now at Barnes & Noble, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and at select booksellers near you. Tales from the Red Rooster Cafe by Shad Olson. Your adventure awaits.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.